Hi, this is your host, Lori Moylove with the Limitless Podcast. And today I have Noemi Capote with an amazing organization. You started this nonprofit organization during the pandemic called Noemi Creative Souls, which highlights several creatives worldwide, not only just domestically in Florida, like where you're from, but also internationally, and you share creatives and their stories. Can you like go into kind of what started the catalyst for you helping share creatives? Because I know you do poetry, you write books, so you're a creative as well. What kind of was the catalyst for you to start?
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Lori. I'm so grateful that not only we met, but that you have invited me to this beautiful platform that you have. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, what got me started is being a creative myself. I think my first love was dancing, and I was writing poetry, and then I found myself writing music. I don't sing or play any instruments, but I write the lyrics, and just being in this kind of world of creativity that I couldn't help myself but always be drawn to it. And as I when I was a teenager, the main thing I wanted to do was collaborate in songwriting. So that was my main thing, finding a musician that will sing my songs. How do I do that? And that led me to a world of research. And at the end, after a lot of things that I kind of found to started learning, I realized that if you don't have money, you know, you really can't afford, you know, to pay somebody to be there to create or collaborate with you on something. So, but I did continue dancing. That was something that I did. I did it professionally for many years. I started writing my own books and kind of self-publishing. I delved into all of that and learned a great deal about how all of that works. But I still felt like I wanted to bring in collaboration with people where we wouldn't have to worry about money. So that's what it started everything. And I started with songwriting. So I put it out there that I songwrite, and then somebody reached out to me. They were in India. They asked me if I could write a song for them. And I said, oh, yes, of course. And that was like my way of saying, okay, this is going to work out. But it was an idea way before all of this. Noemi Creative Soul was born. And I also kind of wanted to write stories about people. A long time ago, I had the idea of going to witness either a comedy show or witness somebody's concert and then write about my experience. But given when the pandemic came along, I was already kind of interviewing people and writing their stories. And I started calling them articles. You know, I'm like, oh, I could have these articles in as a section on the website to kind of write their stories. And as I started getting feedback from people, you know, from what I was writing, it encouraged me to keep going and keep selecting certain people that I interview. Sometimes I do get to collaborate with these artists. Sometimes I don't collaborate with them. It's just me writing about their incredible journeys. I feel like in the same, with your same vision, right? Like we're here to share their stories, to inspire others to go ahead and just create and just be the artist that you're here to be and put your story and your art out there. You know, that's my concept, you know, like the encouragement I have to give people.
Yeah. And so like it kind of stemmed from you wanting to help encourage other creatives because you're a creative yourself, and that story of being that thread for other creatives. And I mean, I know I'm very grateful to be a part of part of the creative souls that you've interviewed. And it was such a delight just to be a part of that. And I guess, can you go into maybe the process of like how you develop like an article or even putting together the Gazette, how you went about that in the creative realm and, you know, how you could share kind of your story so maybe other creatives could be inspired?
Yeah. Well, for the interviews, for the articles themselves, I you know, I have this one requirement that it has to be a video interview, but I don't record it or I don't take pictures. I just have a conversation and I kind of write and later on try very hard to understand my handwriting. But that's, I have the process of kind of taking from the conversation and the emotion and the experience and the moment that we shared to write the article. It takes me, I don't know, it depends. It depends on, it could be a week, 2-3 weeks to write an entire article. But the way I wanted to present it, right, I started by doing it on the website, and I always gave a person a print version of their article. And at the beginning, it's gone through so many different formats and shapes, and it's gonna continue to happen. I feel like we're always growing, and I'm like a butterfly in a continuous metamorphosis, you know, process. It never ends. But when I started giving people the articles in print, and I got very great responses, and a lot of people were framing them, and a lot of people were like being receptive of it. I said, oh, I want to put it together like in a PDF. You know, I was just thinking as a PDF, and I'm like, oh, that could be like an online mag. I wanted a print magazine, but you know, you got to start somewhere. And everybody's like, print is dead. You got to just do virtual. And I that's when I started saying, okay, because I could put these in kind of one place that I called it the Creative Souls Gazette. And also when I started collaborating with artists, one of the things that we do in the collaboration, whether it's dancing, whether it is somebody illustrating my poetry, or we're co-writing a song, whatever it is, I usually also interview that artist, but do a bio. It's totally different from the actual article, and it's very short, but it gives them a page, a place online where they could have all their information there and a little bit a story about them. And I also do a print version of that, you know, so I was already giving that to people and kind of putting it together all and explaining all these other collaborations that take place. So I did take from all the, from the years and from so a few from now, I added you in it just to do like a mini, this is like a present introduction, right? To the idea I have of having an online magazine. So the process is just being having the idea and putting the work to it.
You know, right.
You just have to put the work into it. Like right now, I have this idea.
Oh, you got to place it right in front of you, right? Like here. There you go. Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I call it the creative bloom, right? Like it's like we're going towards our grounding, our present, our relationship. The thorns represent the pain. Our beingness. So anyways, it's an idea I have for, yeah. You know, I have the creative mystic section.
I love that. Yeah.
On the platform. And this is something physical that I'm putting together with a few creative mystics that are, you know, believing the vision I have, but it's a vision, you know, it's just an idea. And now you have to put in the work in creating it actually. So that's it. It's just putting in the work. There's a saying in Spanish that goes, del dicho al hecho hay mucho estrecho, you know, from the thought to the actual, you know, from taking action, it's a very, very big distance there. And you have to that distance come, you know, or disappear by you taking action, you know.
And you mentioned about collaboration and that being a key to, you know, being creative. And I was wondering, are there any simple tools of being the best creative collaborator? Do you have any tools and techniques that you'd like to share that have worked for you that some of our listeners may benefit from?
Following your own compass. I could tell you, I literally could tell you, I use this and I use that, but it's not gonna work for everybody, right? So I always feel like learn what you need to learn and take from whatever tools you need to take, but follow whatever feels right for you. Like when it comes to collaborations, in my case, like in our case, like we're doing a song, right? Like it was great. Like that was my first EDM song, and it was this musician from Peru that he reached out to the platform and he sent me the track. I wrote the lyrics and then he said, oh, I need a vocalist. And I'm like, oh, who can collaborate with, you know, like who believes in the vision that's not going to be like, I need $1,000, which I will gladly give you. And hopefully, you know, because we are both part of sync agencies, like Lori's her own sync agent. And she also, you know, we both represent our songs to kind of place them on TV and film. And it's a way to earn money with what we're creating with music. It's one of those opportunities that I created to give to the not-for-profit. But it takes time. It takes effort. And it to me, my one thing that I have with collaborations is I don't have a deadline. And I know that sounds awful. People believe, you know, I get that you have to follow these rules and you have to have all these kind of, you know, yeah, like a deadline and have all these conditions. But if I wanted to create the culture or the relationships and the way of creating that I wanted to happen, I needed to take that out of my my equation. So not having a deadline means that it doesn't put pressure on the person. Instead, puts them, you have to do it because you love, you're enjoying it. You really are finding a clarity, healing. And it's not like we're going to be happy and always come, you know, kumbaya all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just my way of just creating a better flow, because we are already creating out of the love for creating, right? Mm. There's nobody's here doing it because we're gonna get, you know, money in our bank accounts. And to put pressure on something that it's just an artistic expression, you know, for the love of it, I wanted to make it very simple. So that's the only thing about my collaborations. But to give you a tool or something that you could do, my best advice is just to follow your own compass. Just follow your own heart. Just follow what works for you and take action. Do it.
That's
the biggest thing, to do it. I repeat myself all the time, but I feel like to do it is what you have to do it.
Yeah. You have to put the pen to the paper. You got to, you know, grind, got to do what it takes to get that creativity out. And whether that's collaborating, being isolated on your own, maybe you're writing a poem and it's just you, right? Writing with the pen. So ultimately, it's putting in the work and then, like you were saying, following your compass. Now, I usually ask each of my guests kind of one word that connects them, bonds them with creativity. What would that one word for you be, Noemi?
Oof. Being.
Being.
Yeah. Being. I have this thing called Simply Be, and the art of being you. I feel like being allows us to, we could be many things, you know, and that's why I call it creative souls too, because it covers, it's like an umbrella that covers many things. But art allows us to be who we truly are in our essence. That's what I feel.
I love that, like being our most authentic selves, and, you know, sharing whatever gift of creativity you have. And wow, that's such a gift of you sharing that word with us in the Limitless podcast. I'm just so thankful to have you, Noemi, on the podcast. And, you know, I guess what I've learned the most from you is just find your internal compass, trust it, collaborate, have fun. And is there any other last words you'd like to share, Noemi? Where can some of our listeners follow you, find you, learn about Noemi Creative Souls?
Well, the one and only place is Instagram. You can find me there. You could DM me, even though it's a logo. I'm the one person behind everything. Mm-hmm. And it's noemi.creativesouls. And the website is noemicreativesouls.org. Everything is on the website as well. And if you want to collaborate, you send me a DM. If you want to be featured and you don't want to collaborate, but you think you want me to write an article about you, also send me a DM and I'll be happy to check out your art and what you do and connect. You know, I'm here to help you shine your light and vice versa, you know, we help shine each other.
Yeah, I totally agree. As creatives, we help shine each other's light and we are all limitless. Keep being creative. And thanks so much, Noemi, for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. You're the best.
You're the best too. Everyone, be in being.
Yes.
And stay limitless.